This rhetorical mode is usually reserved for people who are not in charge of anything and who can put it to righteous purposes as easily as corrosive ones. An example that has stuck with me came in June when the Los Angeles Police Commission scheduled an online forum to listen to public concerns. It's a standard municipal ritual for officials to occasionally let themselves be dressed down by the public, but something about the digital setting of this session lent it a special vigour. Commissioners were treated to more than 7 hours of righteous abuse, with callers lining up to deliver their own personal blends of fact-based fault-finding and creatively profane insults, through which the officials could only sit impassive and professional. It has lodged in my mind as a symbol of the number of bright, well-informed, motivated young people who are losing the last shreds of formal respect they once expected to have for their leaders and elders, internalizing forever that the people who manage the world may well be hapless against it. "I'm 16 years old and I know more than all of you," one caller said, and it wasn't even meant as an insult. She seemed genuinely stricken by the possibility that this was all a police commission was. The differences between that caller and Caron could fill libraries. So could the difference between Caron and Sterling. But to different groups of people, each will appear valiant in the same way. They will look like the spark of life in the face of dull, unresponsive institutions and officials who drone on in calm, measured voices, even as they lose control of the things around them. These people and so many others like them will convey the kind of urgency that appeals when you sense that something is wrong, but have no interest in the difficult work of actually learning what it is. The other witnesses in Michigan tried to channel the grand falsehood into the language of officialdom. It's Caron you'll keep hearing about, though, because she took questions in the style of the present, not as a witness, but as a dramatist. Why would she confine herself to specific, comprehensible claims? It hardly matters what she was saying or what facts she wanted to assert. That's precisely the lure and the danger of it. At points, the people in the room behind her clapped or chuckled approvingly.